Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
I feel like this year has been a lot of lessons. There were a lot of things that I had to go through first before I could even be the type of person who could hit that goal. Where you're at right now, is this where you thought you would be in the middle, by the middle of the year?
Like, not what I'm going through right now.
God is ordering my steps. So me being where I am right now is intentional. You know what I'm saying? Even though some mistakes were on my end that could have been better, I believe that I was getting built. I was getting prepared for what I've been praying for, you know?
The first and second quarter of the year, it has felt like a movie. Like, I'm not sad, but I'm not happy of exactly where I am. So when you ask, did I picture myself here? No. Okay, tap in. We gotta introduce ourselves in the podcast. Welcome to Growing Pains After.
Shout out to Alex.
You're messing up the intro. Like,
how you go?
They gonna say it quiet. Shh, I'm talking to them.
You're messing up the intro. Anyway,
they like hearing that little rumbling.
Exactly. Over here trying to make everything picture perfect.
And y'all didn't even let me start the time. Now we don't even know how long we've been recording.
Yeah, that remote was over there by your side.
But y'all was keeping me from starting.
Because you're too busy running your mouth about Tarzan and singing tap, tap,
tap. Can y'all
stop
rubbing your toes together? It's distracting me.
And I'm just sitting here like putting my toes in between Yo,
record one episode.
Y'all,
no,
you just mad because your feet cannot reach the thing.
You got one leg that barely reach.
That's not fair.
So for my audio listeners, our audio listeners, Jada's legs are across the table as of right now.
This is not a table.
It's a footrest.
Exactly.
Anyways, welcome to Growing Pains After Dark.
After dark.
Where we talk about business in the life of a young adult.
This still came out at 5 o'clock, but it's after dark right now.
Yeah.
See this right here? This one come from pulling on that.
What?
see that come from sitting up there pulling on that knob.
Hey. Look at that.
Yo.
You gotta see that TikTok, Jada.
I gotta start rubbing my feet. Put them down. Anyway, that is distracting. Anyway, y'all want to just hop right into it?
I'm Yanni.
I'm Travion. Oh,
yeah. And yeah, again,
I'm Yanni.
I'm Travion.
I'm Jada. And you're watching Growing Pains.
Freestyle session. Let's do the 1, 2, 3 thing. Ready?
I was thinking that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 5, 6, 7, 8. 6, 7, 8. 8. 8. 7, 8. 6, 7, 8. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Period. Okay, let's get
we did that, but Jada low-key messed up.
I didn't mess up.
He's talking about 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Like, we are on 5. Stay on track. Stay on track.
I did not even do that.
Look into it. Look into it. Anyways, are we jumping right into our progress report, or are we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
It's.
Where do we start?
Smack dab in the middle of the year.
Yeah. Today is actually the first day of the second half of the year. Yeah. Did y'all know?
Yeah,
I so did, it's the third quarter?
Yes.
Well, thinking of it in two halves, this is the second half of the year. Yeah. Today started the second half of the year. So the last half.
That means
y'all are both right. It's the third quarter and yeah. It's also the second half.
That mean I got to put some more work in because
work, I don't stop. Work, don't stop.
Yeah.
Work, don't stop. Hey, work, don't stop. That's not the name that goes ugly. With that. That's not how we Houstonians dance.
Said, it's this.
No,
rolling.
That's not how we dance to that in Houston.
Well, how do you dance?
We jig.
Hey,
that's how you dance. How do you jig again? Song. You dance to the words, and you do a lot of moving and swaying and dropping it low.
Yeah, I remember you taught us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, anyways, yeah. This second half, well. How was y'all first half of the year?
You go first.
Yeah.
Yanni's first.
Y'all want me to start? I'll go. I always say lady first and all that stuff, and they never go, and they always got to argue about who going. So, first half of the year. For me, this first half of the year has been a lot of realizations for me. That's what I would say. A lot of clarity, a lot of knowing. Realizing that things are going to get cut off, realizing that I'm no longer in certain seasons anymore, realizing that, yeah, I'm just in a different space now. I'm coming into my adulthood more and realizing that, you know, I'm growing up and I have to continue to grow up and hold myself accountable to the flaws that I have and the areas that I lack. All of that stuff. And, you know, being willing to make changes, hard changes, very uncomfortable changes, being willing to have uncomfortable conversations. And aside from that, I also have been really, really blessed in this season with just like clientele, price changes, and all of that stuff. And being able to travel the world. Shout out to my sis, Queen Naja, and Clarence NYC. I don't know if y'all know them too, but yeah, they both have given me the opportunity to help them with their content, travel in different places with them. We started off the top of the year going to Aspen. Like that was a crazy start of the year. Like that was really dope to start the year off.
Real quick. If you're not subscribed to the channel, what are you doing? Tap in.
Tap in, twin. Take a 5-second break and go subscribe.
Exactly. We got so much on our channel, y'all. We got vlogs. We got challenges. We got silent library. We got everything. So what are you doing?
Like, what are you doing?
Go subscribe right
what
now.
What are you doing?
Go stand
subscribe.
On business. Go stand on business.
Stand on business. Yeah.
Let's get back into the episode.
They really put me in a loft. Somewhere in Aspen. You feel me?
That's real.
So, it was like, it's mad dope. I've gained a ton of experiences. I went to LA for the first time with Queen. It's just been super dope. And she trusts me. Clarence trusts me. And their whole family just trusts me to be able to produce and work in my craft. So thankfully they blessed me with that for the top of this year. And it kind of has been able to sustain me. It has been able to sustain me through these transitions. It also has been able to grow me, allow me to get in different rooms, hear different things. There's certain things that I can't talk on just yet because it hasn't been announced, but just being able to meet different people, that's like really dope. And a lot of the first and second half or the first and second quarter of the year, it has felt like a movie. Like I just feel as though I'm just running and I'm not sad, but I'm not happy of exactly where I am. So I've learned a lot. I've grown a lot. I've had to make a lot of uncomfortable decisions. And so, yeah, so that's where my first half of the year has been.
That's real.
Overall.
So
that's real.
Yep.
Okay. I say for me,
white book.
I'll say definitely learned a lot of lessons. I'm not gonna lie, my year started off rough. Just a lot of different changes, unexpected changes happening in my life. A lot of spiritual warfare happening, you know, in my family and in different areas of my life. So I would say it's been rough, but I was literally thinking this on my way here. Like, it's, although there's been a lot of spiritual warfare, I've learned so much. Yeah. Like, ever since this year first started, I've grown in a lot of different areas of my life that I truly believe that I would not have grown in if it wasn't for those trials. Like, although there's spiritual warfare happening in my life and in my family, I've grown so much deeper in my prayer life. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting more revelation when I'm reading the word. And I believe that, you know, God does allow, and I was saying in the other episode, but God does allow certain things to happen to make us be a certain type of person that he's trying to make us be, you know? So although my year has, the first half of this year has been rough, I've grown a lot, I've learned a lot, like, you know, learning how to manage better in all areas of my life, you know, my time, my money, my focus, being more intentional in every area of my life. I'll say even my self-discipline has grown a lot in comparison to last year. Like, I'm saying, you know, no, and starting to stand on my no, even when my emotions don't feel like it, you know, I'm starting to die to my flesh now, even more every day, you know? So, I'll definitely say it's a lot of growth, a lot of lessons, and I'm really excited for the second half of this year. Cause I believe that God did allow all these lessons to happen so that now the second half, God can give me what he was preparing for me. Like, I believe that I was getting built. I was getting prepared for what I've been praying for, you know? So, yeah.
I like that. I'll say for me, I think that this, I'll say the first half of the year has been like three different things. I feel like I've definitely had some highs or dope moments for sure. I feel like I started this year on a high, and then shortly after that, you know, challenges started coming, but I was still, like, good. I feel like this year has been a lot of lessons, a lot of stretching. Like, I feel like I've just been going through a lot of things causing me to grow, like, a whole lot. And I will say the past few months have just felt like a distraction, like just a whole lot of work. And not that I don't feel like the work is bad work or anything like that, but it's just more so like, this is not getting me to what God said is the goal. Like, this is not getting me to where I'm trying to go. So I just feel like I'm doing a lot of work. And I can say that how I've been looking at my life lately is, I still firmly believe I will get to my goal at the end of the year. I see, though, what needs to change. I see how I want my life to be. I don't necessarily like where my life is at now. Not like I'm, like, sad or nothing or anything like that right now. But I know what the results I'm getting in life right now. It's like, this is not what I want. Like, I truly want better. And so I'm just trying to fill in the gap of, like, okay, what my life should look like versus, like, what it looks like now, and trying to just remove that gap so I could just get to what I want my life to look like. And so, yeah, I wanted to ask y'all, do y'all feel like where you're at right now, as we're in the middle of the year, is this where you thought you would be in the middle, by the middle of the year? Like, did you think, oh, like, by the time I get to the middle of 2024, like, this is where I'm going to be? Would y'all say this is what y'all expected?
Honestly, no.
What did you expect? Or just thinking back to the beginning of the year, where did you think things would be, like, in life or business or whatever, by the middle of the year?
Not what I'm going through right now.
No, I can agree with that. Same.
Not what I'm going through. I don't want to say it yet. Okay. Like, what I'm going through yet.
Yeah.
Because I want to get out the season
for
first.
For sure, yeah.
But not what I'm going through right now, I can say that.
Okay.
So to answer your question, though. But I don't know. I feel like it's definitely intentional. You know, I know my faith goes big. You know, so I know that even though I didn't think I would be here, God put me here for a certain reason. Like the Bible says, mm-hmm. man makes many plans, but God orders our steps.
Yes.
So I know that since I'm in God's will, I'm not in this season for no reason because I'm in his will. So that means he's ordering my steps. So even though I had a plan to be somewhere else, God is ordering my steps. So me being where I am right now is intentional. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even though some mistakes were on my end that could have been better. But I feel like even with that, God says he turns everything around for our good. So, yeah, and also his grace is sufficient for our weakness. Mm-hmm. So even though I did make some mistakes and stuff like that, I feel like even that's going to be equated for my turning around point.
Yeah.
But, yeah, answer a question.
That's good.
I would say to answer your question, it's kind of multifaceted for me because it's like, yes, I do see in my business, I do see little small, I won't call them little. I see wins in my business, but then it'll be all this like turmoil in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, it's just, it's like, okay, I'm having these wins, but I don't know if I can be so as appreciative of them right now.
That's
because
exactly
it's just so much going on in the background and it's so much I'm trying to work on in myself. And I know just confidence and being able to stand on my nose, being able to make decisions more quickly and swiftly and be comfortable with those decisions that are made. So in that aspect, as far as the wins and stuff like that, you know, just getting to go to LA and stuff like that, being blessed to do that, those are wins and those are things to be grateful of. Like I've literally been able to see stuff that I wrote down at 16 come to pass now. Like working with Queen and Clarence and like having a relationship with them, like I wrote that down on my vision board and I have a picture of like where it shows their names on the side. It shows like clothing brand, God first, family, all of that stuff. And I know like some of those areas I do need to improve on, the like spending time with family and all of that, but just to see like even the shirts, that's like basically starting a clothing line. So it's like, I see stuff coming together, but it's just the background noise that sometimes distract me and I can't enjoy the moment overall. And so when you ask, did I picture myself here? No, as the final answer, no, because I just would expect that in this moment, as the winds are like occurring, I just would expect me to have things running more smoothly for me to actually enjoy the moment.
Yeah,
that's a good way to put it, because I want to revise my answer. So I would say as a final answer, no, but I also have had my wins too. Like the other day I was looking at my, like honestly speaking, the other day I was looking at my vision board and I'm like, oh snap, this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
This is happening. You know, I'm doing pop-up shops more. I'm getting out of the community more. I'm learning how to, you know, build a brand in person now. Like I'm learning, you know, I have a church family now. I have, you know, I have more of a bigger community. You know, our friendship has grown. So honestly speaking, I have had a lot of wins. I was looking at my vision board the other day. God just reminded me. And there has been wins. But it's like still not, I would say from the broad point of like my life in a whole, I would not have thought it. Even though, yes, I'm grateful for the wins and stuff, but still, like, on a broad perspective, it's still no, yeah.
May I add to that as well real quick? Like, not just from the successes of business, but also, like you said, like, friends, family and stuff. Like, to have a support system that goes so hard for me, like, that's that's everything to me. So those are wins, too, and I can be grateful for that. And even having a relationship with God, towards the end of this last quarter, I did kind of backslide and just was like, I'm not feeling it right now. And now I'm back on track with praying and stuff again. But that is kind of, Jada, you have put it into perspective for me recently. You were just saying that life can be, you know, like a doing like jump rope. And it's like you find a rhythm and you keep going with the you keep like jumping through the rope and then you stop And you have to find that rhythm again. And so for me, that's how it's been. Like, I've been consistent with Rory Timide and got clients from that. And then I took some time off and then I start again. And then I'm just figuring out different things and just trying to find a smooth sailing way that works for me.
Yeah.
No.
Through it all. So, yeah.
Now, definitely, I can say, well, my answer would be no. Mm-hmm. Where things are now, it's not what I would have expected, for multiple reasons. I'll say that I had to realize that success is not linear, right? So, you know, if you think about a graph or a chart, if you think about a graph or a chart and you see like just a diagonal line going straight up, mm-hmm. like imagine that line is going straight up towards success. That's not what success looks like. On that chart, you're going to see the line going up, but you're going to see like drops going down and it's going to go up, then drops going down mm-hmm. and then coming back up. And so that's what this year has felt like. And so I think that at the beginning of this year, me knowing the goal that God has shown me, I have broke everything down like, okay, well, if this is the goal, like to sell this many pieces by the end of the year, then I'm going to just break the goal up evenly. Like, or break the goal up, like, okay, that means this month I'm gonna hit this much, and this month I'm gonna sell this much, and this month I'm gonna sell this much. And I had to realize that success does not necessarily look like this perfect calculated plan. Like, mm-hmm. it can, but that just hasn't been the case for me. Like, not this perfect calculated formula for each month I'm going to hit this exact number. I realized that there were a lot of things that I had to go through first before I could even be the type of person who could hit that goal. And so I think that I have been going through a lot of the ups and downs. Like, I've had wins this year, too. And I actually was reflecting also on my vision board, like, There are things on there that says like I'm gonna have like iconic red carpet moments. Mm-hmm. I keep having red carpet moments this whole year.
Yeah.
Like even I was just telling y'all today, oh, I looked at my email. I had more people reaching mm-hmm. out for red carpet opportunities. Even just like me starting to have a team, I've been working with an assistant on and off, but still like having that extra help, working with a seamstress more often, having that extra help. Even like I said, I wanted to really like take over on social media. And even though I haven't done that fully, I have still been having some good like posts and things like that. And so, and even how y'all said outside of business, like growing a community or working like our friendship, learning how to like serve my friends more, different things like that. Those have all been wins. But this year does, like, to sum it up, feel like how you mentioned the jump rope example. It's just like if you're learning how to jump rope, you may like find like a little bit of a struggle trying to like, you know, jump the rope at first, but then you start to get some rhythm, and then you may like kind of fall off, and then you have to like pick that rhythm back up. Or even if you're thinking about a child learning how to ride their bike for the first time, like you're trying to find that rhythm while riding that bike. So you may start to pedal, but then you may fall off. And then it's like you're trying to find a rhythm while you're pedaling on that bike. And then you may start to pedal again and you're getting a rhythm, and then you may fall off. And so you have to start back over until it becomes a consistent pace. And so I feel like that is what I've been searching for this year, is a consistent pace, a consistent like rhythm to get onto. And it's funny because I think we did it episode about like a pace mm-hmm. like
pacing yourself.
Yeah, and I feel like my perspective on it is so different now than it was then. But this year doesn't look like what I expected it to, but there have been so many great things that have happened. But I think that for me, something, this is the last thing I'll say about it, but for me, my issue with like the successful things, and not my issue with it, but I feel like it's hard for me to truly enjoy all the successful things because I think about, okay, I've made so many mistakes in life. Like I'll be the first one to tell people I done made a million mistakes. Mm-hmm. And now that I am having these successful moments, and I'm seeing more success in my business, I'm seeing myself be able to make money easier and different things like that, I feel like I'm still recovering from the mistakes that I made at 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. And so it's like, as I'm gaining success, I feel like I almost don't really deserve to like enjoy the success, because you're still trying to fix the stuff that you messed up in the past. So it's just like, am I even really truly succeeding right now? Because there's so much stuff. Like, yeah, people look at what I'm doing and they're like, oh, she's successful, she's doing really well. But it's like, no, I still got so much other stuff on the backside of things that y'all don't even see that I'm trying to fix. Yeah,
same.
And so that's really what, like, I feel like this year has been for me.
Yeah.
I feel like this year, and after I say this, I want to ask y'all a question.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this year is a year of me, like, getting my house in order. Like, something I've been praying, asking God for is, like, help me to fix things that I've been overlooking, even things about myself, you know, certain thought patterns I have. Fix it, Lord.
Yes.
Certain habits that don't serve you, that you're not proud of, fix me, Lord. So, you know, holes in my business, help me fix it. Because I do want to get to a place where I can enjoy the success that comes and I have to worry about fixing the back end. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
Because it can tend to be a lot of, like, working on the front end, but then it's like you still got stuff in the back that's, like, holes. Whereas, like, every time the success comes, it falls through those holes. Yes. And it's like, unless you patch those holes, you won't be able to fill the bucket up. It's like every time you pour water in the bucket, the water goes through the holes. That's and those holes are the areas that you need to fix. And so that's just been my prayer, and that's what the Lord has been doing in my life recently, which explains why there's been a lot of trials, because trials really do teach you. Mm-hmm. You know, it really does show you, like, yeah, if you don't fix this, this is how it's going to be the rest of your life. And so that's why I feel like it's been so hard for me the first half of the year. It's because God is trying to move me. Because sometimes we can get so comfortable with pushing stuff back so much where we never do anything unless something does happen.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so that's how it's been for me. God is making me uncomfortable so he can get me to finally fill those holes up in the bucket. But I wanted to ask you guys, what are some actionable things people can do so that they can do an audit on how the first half of their year went so that they can move forward and have a better second half of their year?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's a good question.
I would say it's going to involve you asking yourself some questions. If you were trying to audit, like, how has my year been going so far? And also trying to get back on track to wherever, you know, you want this year to end. You're going to have to start by asking yourself some questions. So first, like, get clear on where are you trying to go now?
Yeah.
Some people, you may have made goals or plans at the beginning of the year, and maybe things have changed and that may not be the goal anymore, but get clear on where am I trying to go now? If your year isn't where you wanted it to be and it's because of, like, a lot of the things that you did wrong, I think you should also ask yourself, what have I done to cause my year to be, like, where it is right now?
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to get clear on that. Like, what should I be changing? What should I be doing differently over the rest of the year in order for me to get to where I want to go? And I would say, once you figure that out, it's going to require faith and, like, an all-in commitment in order to still end this year how you want to end it. Because a lot of times people, like, focus so much on time that they think, oh, well, it's too late for me to reach this goal now. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have faith that you can still get to where you're going, but you are going to have to go all in. You're going to have to stop taking so long to change. You're going to have to stop taking so long to do the things that you need to do, the habits that you need to change, you know what they are, the things that you need to improve, you know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to stop taking so long to do the thing, but stop taking so long to fix the habit and just fully commit and go all in and do it. And so I think that would be some of the things you need to do in order to audit your year.
Yeah, that's real.
Sure. I would say definitely just having discernment through every decision that you make. And as you said, Jada, those self-reflection questions are gonna help you identify exactly where do you want to be. So when you're making a goal, or when you're making things that you want to change, what's something that's repetitive that keeps reoccurring? What's something that's repetitive that keeps reoccurring in your life? What's something that you don't like that keeps happening, that you keep complaining about, that you talk about to your closest people in your life, and they have to constantly hear everything that you've been saying that you're going to change, that you've been saying that you're tired of, but you just won't change it. That's something that was very drastic for me that I had to change. I was scared of raising my prices. I was scared of, this client is going to be upset at me, or I'm afraid to tell this client my price because I know they're not going to like it, or they may go to somebody else. That's cool. But if you know what you bring to the table, can't nobody take that from you. Can't nobody take away your work ethic. Can't nobody take away your character. Can't nobody take away whatever it is that is meant for you. And so in the season that you're in, whatever it is that is meant for you shall continue to proceed along the journey. And whatever it isn't, it'll fall off. It'll die off. It won't no longer follow you. Like, there's so many clients and stuff that I lost that got replaced with something else. And I didn't even have time to think about the things that was removed from me. You get what I'm saying? So definitely just ask yourself those questions. Where do I want to be? Am I trying my best right now? Am I doing what is the necessary steps in order to be a better person? What can I improve on? What areas do I lack? I'm going off of some of the questions that you had, but like asking God for direction. I get anxiety and I get overwhelmed a lot. There was a time, and I have my moments where I just don't want to talk to anybody about anything, because I just feel like, what are you going to do for me? Like, how are you going to help me solve my problem? Yeah. If it's a problem of mine, it's a decision that I have to make. The reason why the decision keeps reoccurring is because I'm not making a change. So I just feel as though in some seasons I don't be wanting to talk about anything, and I just feel as though I need to move. And so for me, something that recently had happened, I was praying to God again and just asking him, like, what am I supposed to do? Because I just feel as I'm it's never ending. I'm always just in like wildfire, basically. And I had just started breaking down crying, and I'm like, bro, I don't know what to do. And I took a picture of myself crying and the sticky note was behind me, and I realized, and it was like, it had Proverbs 3 verse 5 and 6. And it was like, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will with all you do, and he will show you which path to take. And I just realized that, like, God is preparing all of us for the destination that he has for us. And so we're not just going through the trials that we're going through just for the fun of it. We're not just going through what it is that we're experiencing just because God is trying to tempt us. He's not a tempting God. And so I feel as though the reason why we go through things is because it's kind of like what you said about the podcast. Sometimes we may be going down a straight and narrow road, and we may need to change direction, and we may need to go down a new path. But if we're just continuing to go down that road, what if that road has a dead end and you drive off the ledge because you're not paying attention of where you need to go, where you need to move to? And so that was something for me that I had to do when it came to changing prices, when it came to speaking up. I have recently told a client that I don't necessarily like when they constantly just are calling me back to back to back to back and texting me back to back to back. If I already mentioned that I'm in the middle of doing something, I can understand if I'm not communicating. But especially if I already mentioned I'm on a flight or I'm in the middle of doing something, I will get right back to you. And they're just calling. I just told them, like, that gives me anxiety. Like, you're making me tense and freeze up. And you just have to speak up in those moments and be clear on what do you want for your life. And I can say one last thing about, as far as not allowing everybody to have access to you. Sometimes you get so caught up in doing what everybody else needs from you that you're just missing the mark of what you need to do for yourself. And that's what I feel as though I have done in this first quarter. I haven't focused on the things that are pushing me to grow. Working with like Queen of Clearance, they have pushed me to grow. And just saying, being more open now to saying no to things that just isn't necessary to have my hands on or necessary for me to be a part of. So yeah, so just be clear. Ask yourself those questions. What do I see for my business? Where do I want to be in these next 6 months? Where do I want to be in the next week? What steps do I need to make? Break it down into chunks. Don't think that you can eat an elephant all in one day. You feel me? And that's what I have to refrain my mind from. That's what I have to continue to pray on and ask God like for deliverance from thinking that I have to do everything all at once. What can I do to make the next best decision to move me forward for the next day? Mm-hmm. What can I do for the next week in order to move me forward for the next month? You get what I'm saying? So just do the things that will make your progress report look way better than it has so far in this year.
That's real. I like that. I like the way that both of y'all answered that question.
Thank you.
I feel like definitely your habits. Look at what your goals are and ask yourself if you have the right habits to get you to where you see your goals. Because a lot of times we have these goals, but our day-to-day life does not look like we want that goal.
Period.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of times we want to reach this place, but we're not walking in the pathway of that place. We're over here walking over here, but looking over there, thinking we're going over there. But really, you're walking down this path. You have no habits that align you with the goal you want. And that's the way you reach a goal, by setting certain habits to set you up to get there. And there's this quote that says, you can't pray for an A on a test and study for a B. You can't pray for a celestial marriage and live a celestial life. You can't pray for something and act less. It's something, another quote says, you cannot pray for an A on the test and study for a B. You cannot pray for a faithful relationship and still live an unfaithful life. Moral of the story is, you cannot pray for something and act less. Don't question God and his abilities when your actions don't match your prayers.
That part.
So a lot of times we pray and ask God for an A plus, but we don't study. You don't read. You don't study. You don't go to class. You don't take notes during class, but yet you want an A plus on the test. And that's how it is with life. You know, literally life gives you tests. So if you want a goal, then you have to act as if you want that goal. Your life should prove that you want this goal.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? If you want to reach a certain amount of sales, you should be posting. You should be getting out in the community. You should be going to networking events. You should be doing what you want. Like Jada's doing what she has to do to get to that goal that she's been saying she wants, a certain amount of sales. So
yeah
that's what I've been working on, setting the right habits in place. Because I personally just realized that, like, if I don't have like a physical win, a mental win, and a spiritual win every day, or at least every week, I'm going to start to go into a slump. So if I realize I'm going a certain amount of weeks not going to the gym, not going into deep worship with God, not reading, you know, not doing what I have to do, then I'm going to start to get real comfortable, and it starts to show. I don't start to show up as my best. And I just realized that the other day, and I'm like, dang, I ain't even, you know, realize that that's the fruit of me not doing what I have to do on the back end, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I would say. Have the right habits to set you up for the goals that you want for the end of this year.
Yeah,
that's
for sure.
Good. And I'll say, I guess my last thing that I'll say is, you really do have to be willing to be stretched and go through the process. Especially if you were somebody who is setting like very large goals, you really have to be willing to go through whatever that process may look like. Setting large goals does not come with an easy process, an easy road, because you cannot be the same person that you are now in order to reach those large goals. And so life is not going to look just like, oh yeah, this easy little path, you know? And I feel like if your life does feel linear, you're probably not living a successful life. Meaning, if life looks the same every day, if life is staying at the same place every day, that means you're probably not living a successful life. Because if you were, then there should be more highs and lows than that. It shouldn't just be like same routine, same stuff all day, every single day. And so if your life looks linear, you're definitely not going to get to that goal. Also, Even just to add on to that, like if your life looks linear, another reason you won't get to the goal is because your goal is higher than where you're at, right? So your goal is not eye level with you, but your goal is above. Your goal is higher.
Yeah.
So that means you can't be on this linear path in order to get to where you're trying to go. You actually have to be going higher in order to get there. And so those are things that I would say for our audience to like just keep in mind. As you finish this year out, make sure like you're doing the things that you need to do to go higher. Make sure you're doing the things that you need to do to be stretched and become the person you need to be to get to those goals.
That's real. And real quick, there's something I wanted to say to what Trey was saying about how like you don't want to keep saying, oh, you're dealing with the same stuff over and over again, right? You were saying that.
Yeah.
And it's like real testimony. So, A mother of my church, she disciples me. And so I go to her, you know, weekly, biweekly, and mm-hmm. I tell her how my walk is going, how my life is going. She pours into me. And, you know, I was realizing, I think it was about like 3 weeks ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago, I realized it was stuff I was telling her. It was the same stuff I keep coming to her about. Oh, I got to fix this. I got to work on this. And as I'm telling her, I'm realizing she's giving me the same feedback. I'm like, okay. There's no way I keep coming to her. I've been going to her for a few months now, and I'm still talking about the same stuff, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, next time I come back, I need to be like, no, I fixed this. I come back, I got all these different testimonies on saw God move, you know, I'm way better in this area. And she's like, you were just at my house in a matter of this amount of days. You already grew this much. And I'm like, yeah, because I realize I keep complaining about the same stuff. And so you really have to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. It's not until you're really tired of where you are until you start to move, like point blank, period.
You definitely have to be uncomfortable with being someone, evolving into someone who you've never been before. Like, and that's basically to what you said. I was going through that experience when I started making those changes, because the changes started to feel as if they were urgent, like they had to be done within a short time span right now in that moment. Cause I just felt as though if you don't change, I mean, that's how the rest of this year is going to play out.
Right.
And so it's just basic. It's almost as if you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're telling somebody something and you keep telling them and they still not doing it, you're becoming an old dog. You're not learning anything. You're not progressing. You know, it's almost as if, let's say a baby, they learn how to walk with the stroller and that's all they just do for the rest of their life. Now they're 30 and they're walking with the stroller still. Or what's the thing that they play in?
The bouncer thing?
Like the bouncer. Like, imagine them just holding on to that for the rest of their lives. And they're just holding on to this bouncer, and that's how they walk. That's how they get up. That's how they move around through the entire day. And at that point, you're stagnant. Because you haven't grown from where you are. You haven't expounded your mind. You haven't learned anything new that allows you to thrive in those areas. And so when you think about where you are right now, don't overwhelm yourself by what you haven't done. You just have to take a step back and figure out, what do I want to focus on right now in this moment? What is the most important thing to me right now that is going to really change something for me, that is going to make me feel happier? Because honestly, I know the feeling when you feel as though you haven't got to where you wanted to get to. It can be depressing. It can feel sad. It can feel discouraging. It can feel, even to what you said, when people say like, oh, I see all the great things you're doing, or people saying like, oh, I'm proud of you. To me, when Jariah just recently said that, and what it felt like, it just felt like it felt like as if the room zoomed out. And like, it was just this big, open, empty space. Mm-hmm. And it just felt very empty for me, because it was like, dang, like, okay, he's saying that he's proud of me. He sees all the great things I'm doing, but little does he know all this stuff going on in the background. And I just feel as though I haven't really grown.
Mm-hmm.
So to that, don't feel discouraged. Don't feel as though you need to get it all done right now at this very moment, but focus on one thing that's most important to you, and you got it. Let's just keep working. Keep doing your thing.
Period.
Keep grinding, twin.
Keep grinding, twin. Lock in.
Lock in for our tweet out.
Yes. Don't shine.
All right. So That's pretty much the end.
Yeah, this was a great episode. Make sure you guys follow us on TikTok and Instagram. TikTok and Instagram at Growing Pains Pod. And if you guys want to sow a seed into our podcast, it's the Cash App is $ Growing Pains Pod, right? Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, Growing Pains Pod. Y'all can follow me, Yanni Bratcher. I either dropped the ebook or I'm going to be dropping the ebook. So y'all go tune into that. And I'll be dropping some like cool little weekend of lives with me and stuff like that. So y'all definitely follow my main. And y'all can support my Christian streetwear brand at Wise Label.
Yeah, and you can follow me at Roy Travion. My creative agency is Roy T Made It. We got some shirts on the way.
Can I add something real quick? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I just wanted to say if anybody wants any type of Kingdom clothing brand mentorship, definitely DM me because that's something I'm going to start doing. I don't know if I'm going to promote it, but I just finished a mentorship with somebody. It went really well. So if you want any mentorship in your clothing brand, your streetwear brand, definitely hit me up. Just wanted to say that.
Period. You can follow me at I am Jada Ellis and at JAELL official for my couture fashion brand.
Yes.
For sure. And also,
what should I comment?
Hold on one thing.
Okay.
One more thing.
Okay.
For Growing Pains, y'all always ask us about interviews and all of that stuff. So we are actually doing interviews and you can email info@growingpainspod.com. And yeah, so
comment down below what?
Progress.
Progress? Okay.
Yeah.
Comment down below progress. And we will see you guys in our next episode.
Let's get it.
Period. Bye, y'all.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save.